We've been getting a lot of Curious North questions about trees this year, like this one from Coyote Heron in Three Lakes.
Are there any old growth sections or oldest trees known of in the area that are secreted away that general public doesn't know about?
When this question came in, I immediately thought of John Bates in Mercer. In addition to being a naturalist, he's the author of Our Living Ancestors, The History and Ecology of Old Growth Forests in Wisconsin and Where to Find Them, which he self-published last year.
So how's it going?
We recently met up at the Germain Hemlock State Natural Area in Harshaw.
Most people do not know about the Germain Hemlocks, right? So this is an 88-acre site named after Cliff Germain. And Cliff Germain was the first coordinator of the State Natural Areas program.
Bates lists this site in his book as one of the 50 best old-growth sites in Wisconsin. Other favorites of his in Oneida County are the Enterprise Hemlocks, Homebow Conifer Forest, and the Kemp Woods.
Alrighty, so we're seeing some big trees. We have a lot of trees here that are 3 foot in diameter. So this is a forest that is dominated particularly by eastern hemlock and some super canopy white pines, and we're going to get to a few really big white pines.
As to where you can find some of the oldest trees, limited sampling has been done on the sections in Wisconsin, but growing out of the sides of cliffs on the Niagara Escarpment are bonsai-like white cedars that are sometimes well over 1,000 years old and just an inch in diameter. In addition to being a map to the best old growth in the state, Bates' book is also a rumination on the history of our forests and why they're worth protecting. A lot of the sites he lists are state natural areas, but others he tracked down in other ways, sometimes following up on tips people sent him, though those often ended as dead ends, in part because there's a sliding scale on what old growth forest really is.
Because how old does a tree have to be considered old growth? A white pine can live 400 years, but we consider white pine old growth 120 to 150 years old. That's barely middle age. On the other hand, we have species that are sun lovers and short-lived species, like our aspens, popple trees, same thing. They usually only live to be 80, maybe 100 years old. So if you have an 80-year-old aspen, that's really old growth.
That being said, one old tree does not an old growth forest make.
You can go into Rhinelander to Pioneer Park, and there's some big old pines in there. Is that an old growth forest? Heck no, it's all Kentucky bluegrass underneath there and picnic tables.
Old growth forests require a thriving ecosystem, and the percentage of them in Wisconsin is actually pretty small, just 0.2% of Wisconsin forests, meaning 99.8% of them have been cut, and none of the sites left are very large.
I have not been able to find in the 15 years that I spent researching this book and wandering all around the state, I couldn't find 1 square mile of true remnant old growth forests left in the entire state. We were that thorough in our cutting of these old forests.
He doesn't blame anyone for it, though. Bates says if he was an immigrant coming here in 1890, he would have done the same thing.
And so you'll see this patchiness in an old-growth stand, and that's good. An old-growth stand is not supposed to be all old trees. It's supposed to be maybe one-third to one-fourth regrowing younger trees based on trees getting old and dying or snapping off in a windstorm.
Bates really stresses the importance of death for a healthy forest. Take a hemlock, for example. It takes roughly 200 years for a hemlock to decompose.
And in the process of decomposing, they get covered with moss. And that moss provides this super nice, moist base for little tiny seeds to get started. So when you look at a hemlock cone, here are hemlock cones. That's all the bigger they are. And the seeds, if you pull apart a cone like this, there's a seed inside each one of these little scales on the cone.
These are seeds that don't do so well in dry weather.
But if they fall on a log that's covered in moss, they can survive the dry weather. And so in these old growth forests, what you do is you look for straight lines of trees, and you'll see them frequently, where the trees all got started on some big grandmother tree that fell over, got covered in moss. Seeds all fell on that, what's called now, a nurse log. It nursed these seeds along, and you end up with straight lines of trees.
You also end up with trees with exposed roots because the log they got started on decomposed beneath them.
Check it out. So there's perfect stilt tree. See it?
It took us just minutes to find both a stilt tree and a nurse log.
Oh, so these are where all the trees are growing.
Yeah, so look, you can see new trees growing. Here's a new young hemlock. Here's a hemlock. Here's another young hemlock. All this life comes out of that one or two deaths.
Bates says this. This is partly why he spent 15 years researching old growth forests, to help people better understand them, with the hope of instilling a deeper respect for them.
I always laugh that if we could have people lay down in the woods in a nice wind, you know, 15 mile an hour wind under some big pines, and just listen to that hum that goes through those trees and watch those trees sway, that the peace that would be encountered would put a lot of psychiatrists out of work.
To find the best old-growth forests near you, you can check out John Bates' book, Our Living Ancestors, The History and Ecology of Old-Growth Forests in Wisconsin and Where to Find Them. Right now, he's working on a book about the last wild and undeveloped lakes in northern Wisconsin. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.